with insurance, there's bound to be a bill.
Michael Moore says he didn't believe Sicko would create as much of a stir as his previous films. For one thing, he personally appears much less in this film about the American healthcare system.
I really thought, this, well, God, finally I'm going to have a movie that's not going to be controversial, and I can have a little rest. It's about health care. It affects everybody regardless of their political stripe.
But as things are turning out, that's not exactly the case. It seems wherever Michael Moore goes, controversy is sure to follow.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
The provocative filmmaker riled conservatives in Fahrenheit 9/11.
I want the account where I can get the free gun.
And so did his targeting of the National Rifle Association and the gun culture in Bowling for Columbine. Now his target is the U.S. healthcare system.
This is Rick.
I was ripping a piece of wood, and I grabbed it right here, and it hit a knot.
The hospital gave him a choice. Reattach the middle finger for $60,000, or do the ring finger for $12,000.
A lot of the controversy surrounding Moore as he premiered Sicko at the Cannes Film Festival over the weekend was because he's under investigation in the United States for shooting part of it in Cuba. Moore says he took ailing 9/11 rescue workers there in March to make a point.
The point was not to go to Cuba, but was to go to America, was to go to American soil, to Guantanamo Bay, and to take the 9/11 rescue workers there to receive the same health care that they're giving the Al-Qaeda detainees.
Nevertheless, Moore and the 9/11 rescuers ended up on Castro's side of Cuba, and now the Treasury Department is investigating whether the trip violated the trade embargo against that country. Moore asserts he broke no laws.
I made a documentary. That's a work of journalism. The law says that journalists can go to Cuba. You don't need permission, you don't need a license or anything.
From the French Riviera, Moore had a message for officials back home.
I'm going back there tomorrow and I'm going to, you know, fight this, and they're not going to get away with it.
Apart from Cuba, Moore shot footage for Sicko in Canada and Europe, attempting to send the message that America's healthcare system is driven more by greed than by concern about people's well-being. In Britain, he visited a government-funded hospital.
What'd they charge you for that baby?
Everything's on the NHS. It's not America.
Sicko is scheduled to open in the United States on June 29th. Moore predicts audiences will find it to their liking.
I want to guarantee that when people go to see my movie, they're going to have a great time, it's going to be entertaining, and it'll be over before you know it, painless, and you'll leave the theater, wanting to go shut down an HMO.
Brooke Anderson, CNN, Los Angeles.
The ring finger for the bargain price.